Happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. This evening we are going to look at Easter in a different view. We are studying fruit of the Spirit. And today we are going to look at God's kindness. God's kindness in the context of Easter. And we'll study how this fruit, the kindness fruit, makes sense to our lives as Christians. I see here kindness, I put here, there is a vertical kindness and a horizontal kindness. Vertical kindness and a horizontal kindness. Vertical kindness is the kindness that we receive from God. The definition goes like this. Kindness is an eagerness to put others at ease. It is a sweet and attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. I'll read that again. Kindness is an eagerness to put others at ease. It is a sweet and attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. I think of ducks on the pond. A group of ducks going there. When you look at them, they're seen very relaxed. They're moving gently. But when we see what is going on, what happens, their legs, they'll be hitting. They'll be hitting, hitting, hitting. So the attitude, the expression of our lives, and especially when we see the vertical kindness, how kindness comes from God. See this, when the kindness of God, our Savior, and His love for mankind appeared, this is the vertical kindness. Kindness coming from God. When the kindness of our God and Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy. So this season of Good Friday and Easter, it shows the kindness of God. It shows the deeply, the embodied kindness of God. Think about this word, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do. Doesn't it show kindness? Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Doesn't it show kindness? Jesus said to His mother, Woman, this is your son. Then He said to the disciple, this is your mother. Look at the expression of God's kindness. And the kindness, it appeared. That's a beautiful thing. See, when we go to Costco or Walmart or somewhere, suddenly we see brother. Oh, it's like he appeared to us, right? Oh, hello brother, how are you? See, it's like appearance. See, that appearance, how God showed His appearance in 1 Corinthians 15, I'll read this for you. Paul writes this, For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James. See His appearance consistently. He appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared also to me. See, His kindness appearing to His people, appearing to mankind consistently throughout the history. And we see here, when the kindness of God, the Savior, coming into this world, dying for us on the cross, For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ, the first fruits, the topic that we are studying about, fruit of the Spirit, we are going to get into that. The first fruits of the resurrection is the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit, the work of the Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, as we're going to study the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit as well as the Spirit, the work of the Spirit. We see here the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead. On this Easter day, let us understand the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. From the dead will also give life to our mortal bodies through the same Spirit who dwells in us. What a great privilege it is. The Holy Spirit, God living in us. Vertical kindness. We're looking at how God showed His kindness to us. That is a vertical model, vertical way. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency comes from God. Our competency, NIV says, comes from God, who has made us competent or sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. See, we are trying to get into that, the Spirit of God, the work of the God through His Spirit in our lives. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So, as we received kindness from God, vertically from God, what is our response? It should be horizontal kindness. How we express our kindness to each other. So we are going to study this. Kindness, fruit of the Spirit. Kindness as a fruit of the Spirit. Look at these fruits. Apple. Mangoes. What is this? Jackfruit. So, beautiful fruits, right? Where as you see their health. Look at this. Pineapple. Look at this. Bananas. See, fruits. The healthy, strong fruits. It gives energy as you take fruits, right? Take more fruits instead of some other things. So, as you looked at the fruit, we only look at the fruit, but what is inside? What is that? How can we get a healthy fruit? If you look in Jeremiah 17, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he'll be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream. See, to get a good fruit, there should be strong roots. That extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. The heart is more deceitful than else. So in the context of heart, Jeremiah is mentioning here the fruit, about the fruit. The heart is more deceitful. That's the, what is the heart? The root of our lives. Our heart is the root. He's really touching the nerve, the very apex of the growth. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? We have to get deep. We're happy to look at the fruit outside, but how do we get that fruit, the best fruit? The Lord searches the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. Even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds. So as we look at this study of kindness, as we look at the fruit of the Spirit as a whole, may the Lord search our hearts. May the Lord get deep into this. See, last year, I took the same topic, kindness. Same topic. But God is giving that back to me. As we grow as an assembly, see, I looked at the kindness in a different way last year. But now, no, we need to get deep. It's not about 10 steps for kindness. It's about how that kindness comes to us. What is the root? What is the base for that? As an assembly, God wants us to go deep into the roots. Become strong. Become strong. So I know back in India, pastors, they struggle a lot with families. Counseling them, spending time with them. Nights, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And the same pastor, next day, he comes to deliver the message. See, how come he have the time to prepare for the message if he's completely occupied? So why I'm telling this is, unless we are strong families as an assembly, strong spiritual lives personally, we cannot grow. We need to have that deep root, deep rootedness in the Lord. Colossians, he writes about being rooted. So as we look at fruits, think about the roots. And see this verse, Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now look at this. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. Shall we be like that? Shall we be like that? Western Wake Bible Chapel, next to the streams. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. And its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So, with this background of fruit, our portion to study is from Galatians chapter 5. Let's open to Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16. I'll read from verse 16 to 25. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If you live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. So to understand the fruit of the Spirit, I was thinking about the book of Galatians. Why Paul has to bring this fruit of the Spirit, and what is the context? Why fruit of the Spirit he has to bring it? We looked at the vertical kindness, and now in terms of horizontal kindness, to show love to each other, how can we show that? How can we bring that out? What is there in our heart? How our heart can be, it's like a factory, how it can be trained, how it can be modified, rectified. And we see here in the book of Galatians, Paul addressing very, very key aspect of our Christian life. The spirit and the flesh, they're opposite to each other. The spirit and the flesh, they're opposite to each other. Couple of weeks we have been looking at the spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. The work of the Holy Spirit. And we see here in Galatians, Paul writes like this. Third chapter, I'm reading this. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? He's telling them, he's calling them, Galatians, foolish. In what context, if you see, someone has mesmerized them, deceived them. He's mentioning, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? How did they receive the Spirit? Here we see, it's very important to understand. We touch this now and then in our meetings. The Spirit of God is one of the triune being. As we read in, one of the verses that I gave, in John's chapter 14, think about the Holy Spirit's work, what Jesus mentions. In John 14, I'll read that for you too. John 14. John 14. Verse 16. It says, and I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another helper to be with you forever. To be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Look at the promise about the Spirit of God, about the Holy Spirit. Jesus mentioning to disciples before he's leaving this world, I will ask the Father and he'll give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Look at the promise. He'll be with you and he'll be in you. Here Paul mentions, coming to Galatians, he's asking, how did you receive the Holy Spirit? Means, how did you accept the Lord? How did he come into his heart? How did he establish your relationship with the Lord? Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? See, it's a tug of war. between the Spirit of God and our flesh. Spirit of God and our flesh. How do we resolve that? See, we are saved. We have entered into the life of Christ. But still, we see the conflict, the fight, a continuous fight between the spirit and the flesh. That's the reason all those items that are given against the flesh, if you see, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, fits of anger, dissensions, divisions, all these things. There is a huge fight. See, when we accepted the Lord, it's only a starting of our Christian life. It's only the starting of our Christian life. But as we move on, the challenges of Christian life, the world is there, the flesh is there, devil is there. And we see here, spirit and the flesh, they're opposite to each other. That's why, coming to our main portion, Galatians chapter 5, but I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Gratifying the desires of the flesh, it's always at war. For the desires of the flesh, they're against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. These are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. The things that you want to do. See, once we accepted the Lord, the Spirit of God, it speaks to us. It opens our eyes. We want to do good. We want to do the best. We want to do according to God's word. But there is a strong fight. There is a conflict. What we want to do, we cannot do. We want to pray. We want to spend time. But the flesh, it doesn't give opportunity. And here, how do we overcome this? How do we manifest fruit of the Spirit in the midst of these things? And we see here, first one is, as we read, I say, walk by the Spirit. Walking by the Spirit. What does it mean? Is it like a sort of magic thing where we see in the movies, wind comes? I think we need to really understand the scripture in its entirety, in its appropriateness. Holy Spirit is a person. Walk by the Spirit means as we walk one by one, as we take evening walks, as we go, it's walking with the Spirit, walking along the Spirit. So what does the Spirit, what it does or what he does? He takes the word of God and he explains to us. He reminds the word of God as we read the scripture, as we are completely soaked with the scripture. He opens up, he illuminates. Let's go back to that John 14. That verse is a very important, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. John 14, 25, verse 25. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. See, he will bring to the remembrance. See, as we worship the Lord, see how God works in our minds. He brings the word of God alive. And we see here, how do we manifest, how do you break this chain of flesh and spirit, tug of war, is walk by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. have a time to read the word of God, to let God speak to us. Not only walk by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. See, as we walk, the Spirit comes forward, led by the Spirit. Not only that, live by the Spirit. It's completely living in the Spirit. We are completely occupied with His presence, with His word. We are charged with His Spirit, with His word that comes alive to our lives. We walk by the Spirit. We are led by the Spirit. And we see here, living by the Spirit. So as we do these things, look at this. Horizontal kindness. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Grieving the Holy Spirit. Whom do we grieve? Holy Spirit. God Himself. See, when we have difference of opinions, fights in home, what happens? We go into different rooms. We're grieved. The same thing happens to God. See, we were looking at the roots, right? Fruit and the roots. Unless we have that strong relationship with the Lord, how can we show forth the fruit of the Spirit? And we see here, in the context of grieving the Holy Spirit, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another. See, in the very center of this, what does it mean, be kind to one another? Tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ vertically showed His kindness to us. Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. It's so, see, as we go through the chores of this life, the responsibilities of this life, how can we have this tender heart, a kind heart? It's only possible by walking in the Spirit, led by the Spirit. See, sometimes our emotions, our situations, when we are completely filled with His Spirit, when we are completely given to His control, we let God lead us. And we see here in the horizontal kindness, being kind to one another. Last time, I mentioned these things to you. There is a World Kindness Day. You all know by now, should remember, World Kindness Day. It is during the first week of November. Okay. It's a World Kindness Day. Some of the things, kindness, how to show kindness, examples of kindness. Ask someone, how are you doing really? And then really listen to their response. That's showing kindness. Before a friend moves away, give her your favorite recipe or quote and a photo of the two of you together. Give a homeless person your doggy bag. It's an act of kindness. Donate used books to library. Cook a meal for someone. Mentor a child or a teen. That's a very good act of kindness. Put your shopping cart back in its place. Act of kindness. Take someone's shift as the carpool parent. Last time we did this. Thank your police or fire department. It's an act of kindness. Visit the elderly in a nursing home. Wow, act of kindness. When you're on a crowded train or bus, offer your seat to an elderly, disabled or pregnant person. Act of kindness. Anything else do you think of? As you are driving, give room to the other person. It's an act of kindness. So these horizontal kindnesses, showing kindness to each other, unless we have that strong root, unless we have that strong connection with the Lord, we cannot show these things. We may show temporarily, once in a while, but the consistency, the fruit of the Spirit, the consistency, how can we get that? By living with the Lord, by living in the Spirit, by walking by the Spirit. So we looked at kindness as the fruit of the Spirit. When the kindness of God and His Savior appeared to us, that's a vertical kindness coming from God. And we looked at the horizontal, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. May the Lord bless this, the fruit. Think about the opportunities that we can show this kindness to each other as we experience God's goodness in our lives. Shall we pray? Dear loving Father, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for us to look unto your kindness towards us. Thank you, Lord, your kindness appeared to us and it brought us in relationship with you. And we thank you for that. Lord, as we looked into this fruit of kindness, help us, O Lord. Help us to show forth this kindness in our lives. Give us the tender heart, that forgiveness that comes out of this kindness. Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands. Thank you, Lord, for this message of Easter, that we can live by the strength of the Holy Spirit. We can live out, we can show forth these characters because we are made in your image. Lord, your Holy Spirit lives in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful privilege and opportunity in our life. Bless this week as we go out. Help us, Lord, to show forth this kindness to our colleagues, to our neighbors, to our world, to our society, to the people that we come across. Fill us, Lord, with thy Holy Spirit. Fill us, take control of our lives. For we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.